As Vatican Radio's film critic Peter Malone points out, the term arbitrage, which deals with competing bids and margins of profits, is a difficult term to accurately describe. It is, however, clearly a theme in this financial drama and thriller starring Richard Gere. The film, which cuts close to the bone in these times of financial meltdown and far-reaching consequences, narrates the fascinating drama of a man who has made major wrong decisions and is trapped when the circumstances he has created begin to unravel. As Peter says in his review, he has told initial lies, and they have disastrous consequences as they lead to other lies and then other lies. It's a thriller and it's about deception, isn't it?
It is. I had to look up the word arbitrage. It's one of those financial words indicating money and frauds, etc. And in a way, that is what it's about. Fraud and deceit on several levels. And you make judgments and you have to accept the moral consequences. And that's the focus for the character played by Richard Gere.
A dedicated businessman, a family man, a man I am very lucky to call my mentor and my father.
World of a Richard Gere film, you say. He's really at the center of everything.
He is. It reminds us that he has been around for 35 years or more as a star and still gets top billing. He really has a capacity for survival in the film industry. And I think as he's grown older, he's shown a great versatility in the kinds of films that he's appeared in. And he's certainly very good at this one. I had actually watched Shall We Dance, which came out about 2004. I'd watched it again on the television. And he's playing, in a sense, a similar kind of role, but far more benign and kind, whereas in Arbitrage, he's fairly ruthless. And the interesting thing was Susan Sarandon plays his wife in both films.
How much money do we need? Do you want to be the richest guy in the cemetery?
Yes, I remember that very well, actually. Here you say the film blends questions of morality, plausible arguments about how the truth might harm many others, and cynicism about how the captains of industry can walk unscathed through life. That touches a rather sensitive chord right at this moment in history.
It does, and I think the film is meant to capitalise on what people thought about the financial meltdown of 4 years ago, and where we stand, especially with the captains of industry, the bankers, etc.
Did you want me to let our investors go bankrupt?
You lied.
We were going broke.
He seems a very benign kind of person in this film, with his wife and especially with his daughter, who is one of his chief officers in his company. But it's revealed very quickly that there is a discrepancy in some of his financial dealings, some cover-ups, and he's waiting for a deal to be signed. And as time goes on, he's becoming more pressurized. His daughter doesn't know what's going on, but discovers it.
Half of the fund's assets are missing. There's a $400 million hole here.
That's ridiculous.
And we find that his wife, who seems to be in the background but is fairly shrewd, has guessed really what is happening to him.
Tell me what's happening.
He's my dad. I have to trust him.
And then we find he is in a relationship with a French artist whose exhibition he's sponsoring.
Come away with me.
And then they're involved in a car accident. And a lot of things then become exposed, how he handles that.
And what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
With his wife.
The police have been trying to talk to me, and I'm not going to lie for you.
With his daughter.
I am your partner.
You are not my partner. You work for me.
With his creditors, with the man whom he wants to sign the deal.
If that person were closing a merger with a large bank, any arrest could derail the transaction.
And there's a time limit. And some dealings and double dealings at the end to how to save face if possible. And also the argument that I mentioned there, if you do some deals, you save a lot of other people, innocent people, from being hurt, who may, you know, be at great disadvantage because of the financial deals.
Now you're telling me how to run my business?
This isn't about your business, this is our life.
So it raises all those questions, yes.
But he seems to think that power is his best alibi.
He does. He makes that assumption, and I suppose Richard Gere doing it makes it seem more plausible that he could possibly charm his way through life, that he could cover up and give good but specious reasons and really remain a success in the public eye.
The guy did it. He does not get to walk just because he's on CNBC.
Although I suppose so many have been exposed lately that that's a different situation from what we were in, say, 10 to 15 years ago.
I like your sentence in which you say, in his philosophy, there are five things which matter in this world, M-O-N-E-Y.
Yes, he says that fairly early in the film.
World events all revolve around five things, M-O-N-E-Y.
And it does get repeated at times and a bit of a quotation at him at the end. But again, the ending, it is a bit cynical in some ways, but it's following through. Who gets hurt? Who's it better to hurt? Can you cover up and things go on fairly normally?